I hope the sound is correct. Yeah.
A little higher up, isn't it?
Good. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can worship you as the great, eternal and everlasting God, but also as our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ. Thank you for your special way of dealing with us every day. All the blessings, you're taking care of us. And we want to come and bring, especially when we get together, every member of our church that has health problems, struggling with health issues, people that have problems, family problems. Oh Lord, you know us, each one by the name. You understand better than anyone else, even better than ourselves, what is going on in our hearts this morning. And we pray that you will comfort us in your love. For those who are struggling with health, please put your hand of compassion and of love upon them. Strengthen them in the faith. And Lord, thank you for your word. Please, we ask that you will open our minds and our hearts, that we can understand your great love, your wonderful love in Jesus Christ, especially this morning when we will have communion and we will remember what our Savior did for us. We ask it all in His name. Amen. I'd like to read us only two verses from Galatians chapter 2. You have it on the bulletin as well. Galatians 2, verse 20 and 21. Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. This morning, when we put our hand or hold our hand and take the bread and take the cup, we confess and proclaim to everyone here in the church that we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in Him as the Savior and the Lord of our lives. Paul tried to explain what really happened when we live a faithful life. Dying on the cross, Paul said, we have also been crucified. When we believe in Him, we stop living our lives the way we did. Christ comes into our lives and changes everything. Changed it in such a way that Paul described this as have been crucified with Jesus. And then he said, and I no longer live. What Paul really tried to say, the same words we have from Jesus in Matthew 16, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. When I say I believe in Jesus Christ, He and He alone is the leader. The new translation, the Message translation, put it beautiful. Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me, Jesus, lead. You're no longer in the driver's seat. I am. Deny ourselves. Get out of the driver's seat. Follow Jesus Christ. Isn't the problem we have as followers of Jesus that our selfish ambitions, our way of seeing life, and we are always the hero. We can't lose control. We always clinging to everything. And Jesus said we have to deny ourselves. We have to get out of the driver's seat. I have been crucified with Christ. I live no longer. That means we belong to Jesus Christ. We are followers of Christ. Our own interest, our own selfishness died with us. Paul explained it, and can I read it to you? What it really means for him and meant for him when he said, I have been crucified with Christ. In Philippians He wrote, "If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more." He said, "I am an Hebrew of the Hebrews. I am from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a Pharisee, and he named all the stuff, all the wonderful stuff and prestations and how wonderful he was." And then he said this word, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus, my Lord." He said, "I consider all these wonderful things, I consider them rubbish." If we really believe in our Lord, if we are really free, we should be free from ourselves. Free in Jesus' name to serve God and no longer be in the driver's seat of our own lives. Let us remember this morning when we take the bread and we take the cup, the broken body of Christ and his blood shed for us. We also say to this world, "I have been crucified with my Lord. I no longer live. The life I live," and listen to this, "the life I live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God. My life is rooted and established in Jesus Christ." Paul likes to use this phrase, "in Christ, crucified with him, a new life of joy and of service." John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd, and you will have life to the full, abundant life." I have been crucified with my Lord. No more me or I, or always everything about me and what is important to me. But I live a new life following Jesus Christ. Peter wrote in his letter, we should follow Christ step by step, because he gave us the example when he was on earth. And this morning, we will remember the price, the blood of Christ, the price for our redemption. We are redeemed. Not by silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Christ. And that is the last time that I will sort of be there. I have been crucified. I live no longer. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for setting us free. Free to service you and to be a blessing to you and your kingdom, but also be a blessing to everyone. Help us, O Lord, to die every day. Help us to get out of the driver's seat. And through the work of the Holy Spirit, lead us on your way of life, your way of living in this world. Only in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask the elders to come forward, please, for the communion.